Life at sea has never been easy. For one thing, sailors endure long periods of separation from loved ones, and that's why most U.S. Navy sailors get higher pay than, say, their counterparts in the Air Force. But the Australian Navy has come up with a more radical solution.
We're taking a break over Christmas.
And not just a couple days' break, 2 months off.
We intend to take care of our people by focusing on their welfare and providing them some time with their families.
That's Rear Admiral David Thomas, who's Deputy Chief of the Australian Navy. Under this plan, one ship and a handful of patrol boats will remain on duty. Everything else, some 55 ships and submarines, will effectively be mothballed. Admiral Thomas says it's all about making Australia's Navy a more attractive place to work.
There's a number of issues regarding retention and recruiting. Retention is the key, and we're trying to become an employer of choice. We want people to want to be in the Navy and want to serve here.
I just think this sends the wrong message.
David Johnston clearly disagrees. He is an opposition spokesman.
I'm very surprised that we're doing this. I mean, I think it sends the wrong message to our allies and to the people in our region that the Royal Australian Navy seems to be working from 9 in the morning till 5 at night. With our maritime geographical disposition, we need a full-time, action-ready Navy.
The Australian government insists the plan will not compromise the country's national security, and it's hoping that 2 months off will convince more Australians to join the Navy.